A couple weeks ago, I was up in Tennessee, and I got to hear with Sonny Piles, and he preached on a sermon and on a subject that I'm 37 years old, so I've got roughly 32 to 33 years of knowledge, or memories of being at church and hearing things. And I was either ashamed or just couldn't believe it, but I'd never heard this subject preached on, this person preached on, in a way other than the time that she was scalded, and I'm talking about Martha. So if you'll turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 10, verse 38. I'm going to read a couple of verses, and then I got a couple of comments. "Now it came to pass as they went, and they entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" Now, in this case, obviously, the Lord, it's right there in the Bible, did scald, or get on to Martha about she was too busy with other things, and Martha was at the feet of Jesus. And that's all I'd really, ever heard of Martha. I'm sure the Lord loved her. I mean, obviously, came to her house. It talked about how, Martha received him. So, I mean, obviously, she knew who he was. But there's much more to Martha than just this one verse. And it's kind of like us. There's a lot more to us than, one or two incidents that happened in our lives. You got to look at the whole. And, Martha was doing things that are important. And what struck me during that sermon was, I'm trying not to cry, so just bear with me. What struck me during that sermon was Martha reminded me a lot of Little Union. And we've always been known as a worker church, a church that does everything they can. And, not just, proverbial strike a, write a check and have somebody else do it. And it's very important. What Martha was doing was important. The only thing Martha had done wrong in this situation is she had her priorities backwards. There's a time and place for the things she had doing. There's time and place for what Mary was doing. And the Lord's in the house. Martha's place was at Jesus' feet and not dealing with the other things that she had done. I mean, think about it. If she hadn't prepared the house, if she hadn't done those things, what would the Lord have walked into? I think about, if the Lord called me up today and said, "I'll be at your house in 20 minutes, I try to keep the house nice and neat, but I can imagine me and Stacy being a little bit of a rush trying to get things cleaned up. So there's definitely a place for that. And it reminded me of Little Union, how we are workers, and we did a fellowship meeting all on our own here. We help other churches, tremendously with our labor, not just, sending food. We do things like that, and that's really important. But it's also important we get our priorities that when it's time to meet in the house of God, we're here in our pews, and, in worshiping the Lord. So don't always think of, Martha in a negative light. If you'll turn your Bibles to John 11, verses 1 through 6. So think it in that light. Now think of what I'm about to read and think about Martha and Mary and Lazarus, who this is the story of Lazarus. They don't tell us a whole lot about this family, but it's obvious the Lord thinks a lot of this family. And the family was very blessed. If you remember the story of Mary, she's the one that broke the ointment and was at Jesus' feet and dried his feet with her hair. I've been told and studying that ointment was worth about a year's wages for somebody. So this family, the two sisters and a brother, were obviously well-to-do. And they were thought of well in the community, as you'll see in some of these verses. In verse 1, it says, "Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha." Verse 3, "Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, 'Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick.' When Jesus heard that, he said, 'This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby.' Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was." Now we've already talked about Martha being a worker. We've talked about Mary being at Jesus' feet, and she represents worship. And everybody knows Lazarus and what happens to him, and we'll touch on it in a minute. As he is raised from the dead, he becomes a witness to the Lord's power and grace and mercy. So if you can think of these three, think of Mary, Martha as the worker, Mary is you know, worship, and Lazarus as the witness. And as you read this, maybe substitute a couple of those words with those that I just mentioned and think about our church. Because our church really should be a part of all three of those. Some of you are stronger workers than others. Some of you are probably stronger prayer worshipers than others. But as a church, we should strive to be all three. And you might have a different role at different times in your life. I'm going to give you one example. You know, I think of Brother Gary Cunningham. You know, obviously one of his deal, if you look at him, you say he's a worker. I mean, he is, nobody can prepare food like he does for a mass of people. And he's a hard worker, physical labor around the church and things. Yet he can say a prayer that brings a tear to your eye. So if I had to categorize him, I'd probably say he was one of our best workers. But he's also one of our worshipers. And you could think of others that fall in that category. You got to have both in the church. And you got to be a little bit of both throughout your life. And that's your working here within the congregation. And if you do that, your witness as a church will be bright out in the community. So using those words, read this again. Now a certain man was sick, or a certain witness was sick, named Lazarus, in Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Therefore his sister sent unto him, talking about Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, he, the witness, whom thou lovest, is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha, loved her sister, and loved their witness. I think you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about little Eunice's witness in the world. And when he heard, therefore, he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Now little Eunice's been through a lot in the last several years. And some of that was brought upon us, and a lot of it was self-inflicted. And some of us have thought at times, why hasn't the Lord come and, you know, gave us the revival that we've been looking for? Well, if you've been looking, we've had several revivals in the last years, and it's not been barren. But you still have that feeling, and probably will until the Lord blesses with a pastor and move on. But the thing that we got to think about, it says he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. You know, the Lord is going to do all this in time. And the fact is, it's like we've heard before at this pulpit, he's going to come. He's going to bless his church in a mighty way. And he's already been blessing his church in a mighty way. We've had some unbelievable times, even amongst the times of trouble. And remember, the Lord is always looking after us and has always, you know, got his hand on us as a body of people. And if we keep that in mind, we won't be full of care, because it talked about back in Luke where Martha was careful and troubled with the things going on in the house. That's full of care and troubled. We won't be that way, because we'll know what's important, and what's important is Jesus. And if we remember that, then we can be our worker, we can be our worshipers, and we can be a good witness out in the world. In verse 19, I also loved how it said, just backing up real quickly, in verse 5 it says, now Jesus loved Martha, her sister, and Lazarus. And I always like to say, I like to think about that, that Jesus loved little Union. Verse 19 through 27. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary still sat in the house. Remember that, because it's important coming up. Then saith Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And when I'm reading this, try to substitute some of those words with witness, especially with talking about Lazarus. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Thy witness shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Remember how we're talking about Martha? It sounds like she's a pretty good spiritual person myself. She knows a lot of things. She's making comments that you would hear from one of the apostles or something like that. She goes, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day, showing her knowledge of the Lord. And Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, shall he live. And whoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And then she says something, and if you think about this, this is as powerful a statement as anything the Apostle Paul or Abraham or anybody you want to fill in the blank with said in their time on earth. She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. When you think of Martha, don't think about that one time she was scalded. Think of that. She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, when she come into this world. And this is the part I told you. Remember how Mary stayed in the house and Martha left. Two totally different reactions to the Lord coming. The Lord come, Martha ran to her with her trouble. Her trouble is her brother had died. Mary stayed in the house. We can only assume, based on her history, that she's probably still worshiping in prayer is the only thing we can assume. It says, after she made that comment to the Lord, it says, when she said, she went her way and called Mary and her sister secretly, saying, the Master has come and calleth for thee. Bible doesn't say Martha went to her sister and says, I can't believe you stayed in the house while I went out there and met with the Lord. Bible doesn't say Mary said, I can't believe you ran out of the house looking for the, you know, seeking Jesus when you should have been in here praying. They were both right. There was no resentment. There was no ill feelings. There was just excitement that the Lord was there. When you think about it, that's all that matters. If the Lord's here, there's excitement. It's not sad. It's not bad. It's happy. And everybody's at different places in their life. Everybody worships the Lord in different ways. Martha was definitely in the right, but going out and seeking Jesus with a problem that she had and wanting Jesus to come to her and help her with that problem. And Mary was just as right sitting there in the house. And again, I'm assuming, because it doesn't say differently, but based on her history, I'm assuming she's there praying to the Lord to help her with her problem, which was the exact same problem. Their brother was dead. They handled it two different ways, but it was still the excitement of the Lord being there. So the story goes on that Jesus comes and he raises Lazarus from the dead. And one of my favorite verses when studying this whole thing is the shortest verse in the entire Bible. It's verse 35. I'll back up and I'll read verse 34 real quick. And it said, where hath ye laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. And when Jesus was there and he seen Lazarus, or he seen their witness, if we do that substitution again, it said Jesus wept. Jesus cares for us as individuals, as a church, as a community. He wept. The Son of God wept for his family that he was there with. And then verse 45, it says, then many of the Jews which came to Mary, and again, they must have been a family that was with good rapport within the community, because many people wouldn't have came to them if they hadn't have been. If they'd have been somebody doing what, you know, not supposed to do, or not very well thought of in the community, nobody would have cared that their brother had died. But it said that many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. And again, if it makes any sense at all, what I've been trying to talk about this morning, if you put Little Union in that light there, you know, that many of the Jews which came to Little Union and had seen the things that Jesus did believed on him. And obviously I'm not talking about being saved to heaven, but we can be a light in this community that that people want to be a part of, and people will see the blessings of God through the way we live in our lives. And it starts right here in our church amongst each other. So in closing, you know, Little Union, our goal, you know, obviously should have our priorities in order and be here to worship the Lord, to take care of the things of this house, because this is how we take care of this building and each other is a reflection on how much we love the Lord. And as we do to each other, we're doing of Jesus. So we need to be workers. We need to be worshipers like Mary. And we need to make sure our witness is in good standing, that we can be out in the light in the community. So we need to be a sum of all three. And this has really been on my heart for a while. And I just want to share that with you and appreciate it. I'm going to ask Brother Jamie, if you would, to come down and lead us in a prayer. And then if you would, lead us in the 428. Thank you.